the floor and said very quietly, "Is there anybody there?" Sheep baaed on the distant hillside, but they probably hadn't heard her. The door squeaked open, and the cat Ratbag came in. He rubbed up against her legs, purring like a distant thunderstorm, and then went and curled up on her bed. Tiffany got dressed thoughtfully, daring the room to do something strange. When she got downstairs, breakfast was cooking. Her mother was busy at the sink. Tiffany darted out through the scullery and into the dairy. She scrambled on hands and knees around the floor, peering under the sink and behind cupboards. "You can come out now, honestly," she said. No one came. She was alone in the room. She'd often been alone in the room, and had enjoyed it. It was almost her private territory, but now, somehow, it was too empty. Too clean. When she wandered back into the kitchen, her mother was still standing by the sink, washing dishes, but a plate of steaming porridge had been put down in the one set place on the table. "I'll make some more butter today," said Tiffany, carefully sitting down. "I might as well, while we're getting all this milk." Her mother nodded, and put a plate on the draining board beside the sink. "I haven't done anything wrong, have I?" said Tiffany. Her mother shook her head. Tiffany sighed. And then she woke up, and it was all a dream. It was just about the worst ending you could have to any story. But it had all seemed so real. She could remember the smoky smell in the Pictes' cave, and the way... Who was it? Oh, yes, he'd been called Rob Anybody. The way Rob Anybody had always been so nervous about talking to her. It was strange, she thought, that Ratbag had rubbed up against her. He'd sleep on her bed if he could get away with it, but during the day he kept well out of Tiffany's way. How odd. There was a rattling noise near the mantelpiece. The china shepherdess on Granny's shelf was moving sideways of its own accord, and as Tiffany watched with her porridge spoon halfway to her mouth, it slid off and smashed on the floor. The rattling went on. Now it was coming from the big oven. She could see the door actually shaking on the hinges. She turned to her mother and saw her put another plate down by the sink. But it wasn't being held in a hand. The oven door burst open and slid across the floor. "Dinny eat the porridge!" Knack Mac Feagles spilled out into the room, hundreds of them pouring across the tiles. The walls were shifting, the floor moved, and now the thing turning around at the sink was not even human, but just... stuff. No more human than a gingerbread man, grey as old dough, changing shape as it lumbered towards Tiffany. The Pictes surged past her in a flurry of snow. She looked up at the thing's tiny black eyes. The scream came from somewhere deep inside. There was no second thought, no first thought, just a scream. It seemed to spread out as it left Tiffany's mouth until it became a black tunnel in front of her, and as she fell into it, she heard, in the commotion behind her, "Who do you think you're looking at, pal? Crivens, but you're going to get such a kicking!" Tiffany opened her eyes. She was lying on damp ground in the snowy, gloomy wood. Pictes were watching her carefully, but, she saw, there were others behind them staring outwards, into the gloom amongst the tree trunks. There was stuff in the trees, lumps of stuff. It was grey and hung there like old cloth. She turned her head and saw William standing beside her, looking at her with concern. "That was a dream, wasn't it?" she said. "Weel, no," said William. "It was, and there again it wasn't." Tiffany sat up suddenly, causing the Pictes to leap back. "But that thing was in it, and then you all came out of the oven," she said. "You were in my dream. What was that creature?" William the Gonagall stared at her as if trying to make up his mind. "That was what we call a drome," he said. "Nothing here really belongs here, remember. Everything is a reflection from outside, or something kidnapped from another world, or maybe something the Queen has made out of magic. It was hiding in the trees, and you were going so fast you didn't see it. You can spiders."
"Of course."
"Well, spiders spin webs. Drones spin dreams. It's easy in this place. The world you come from is nearly real. This place is nearly unreal, so it's almost a dream anywhere. And the drome makes a dream for you. We are trapping it. If you eat anything in the dream, you'll never want to leave it."
He looked as though Tiffany should have been impressed.
"What's in it for the drome?" she asked. "It likes watching dreams. It has..."